funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
by whose gift we venerate in one celebration the merits of all the saints, bestow on us, we pray, through the prayers of so many intercessors, an abundance of the reconciliation with you, for which we earnestly long. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw another angel come up from the east, holding the seal of the living God. He cried out in a loud voice to the four angels who were given power to damage the land and the sea. Do not damage the land or the sea or the trees until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. I heard the number of those who had been marked with the seal, 144,000 marked from every tribe of the Israelites. After this, I had a vision of a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God, who is seated on the throne, and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They prostrated themselves before the throne, worshiped God, and exclaimed, "Amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders spoke up and said to me, "Who are these wearing white robes, and where did they come from?" I said to him, "My Lord, you are the one who knows." He said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." The word of the Lord.
That longs to see your face. Lord, this is a people that longs to see your face. The Lord sees the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. It is he who set it on the seas. On the rivers he made it firm. For this is a people that longs to see your face. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The clean of hands and pure of heart, whose soul is not set on vain things. blessings from the Lord shall he receive, and right reward from the God who saves him. Such are the people who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lord, this is a people that longs to see your face.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has his hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. The word of the Lord.
Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in two of his plays, William Shakespeare expressed two different opinions of human nature. In the play Hamlet, he wrote, "What a piece of work man is, how noble in reason, in action, how like an angel. In apprehension, how like a god." And in King Lear, he wrote, "Man is false of spirit, bloody of hand, a fox in stealth, a wolf in greediness, a lion in prey." The irony of those two completely opposite statements is that both of them are true. Man is just as good and just as bad as the eloquent vocabulary of Shakespeare describes him to be. It seems, however, that we are becoming so convinced of the bad that we have almost lost sight of the good. Most of us have little trouble believing that man is false of spirit, bloody of hand, a fox in stealth, a wolf in greediness, a lion in prey. We hear reports about that every day in the newscasts. We have heard these reports so many times, and we have seen so much evidence to support those reports, that we're firmly convinced of the badness of people. Only a fool would deny the evil that people can produce, but there is another side to human nature, which we are in danger of forgetting. And it would be tragic for us to let that happen. So for the next few moments, let us turn our attention from the sordid side of life and listen to our Lord as he speaks of those who are pure in heart, poor in spirit, showers of mercy and makers of peace. Let's set aside the lurid headlines that scream of corruption and crime and hear once more the message of St. John. Dearly beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light. We know that when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. First of all, let me reassure you that I'm not recommending a Pollyanna, hippy-dippy, flower child attitude towards life and all of its problems. I don't recommend a shallow optimism which looks at the world through rose-colored glasses that filter out evil and see only the good. Certainly, that is neither the intent nor the tone of the scripture readings today. Both our Lord and St. John were personally and painfully aware of the dark side of human nature. Neither of them had any doubts that man could be false of spirit and bloody of hand. They had seen the abuse of political power. They had felt the shame of religious corruption. They had tasted the bitter cup of racial and social bigotry. No modern novelist or writer could have taught them one thing about the dirty back streets of the human heart. And yet, neither Christ nor St. John ever stopped believing in the goodness of people. Why? Because they knew that there were two sides to the story, that good coexisted with the bad. Neither Christ nor St. John was a starry-eyed dreamer. They were realists. But they never made the mistake of equating reality with the evil side of life. They knew that beauty is just as real as ugliness, that truth is just as real as error, that love is just as real as hate, and that courage is just as real as cowardice. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we need that same kind of balanced view of humanity today. We can't forget that things that are wrong in the world or in ourselves, not even if we tried. There are too many reminders every day, and herein lies the danger. We can be so bombarded with the bad news about people. We can get so bogged down in the things that are wrong that we might forget the things that are right. And this would be the greatest tragedy of all. One of the worst things that can happen to the world of our generation is that we should stop believing in ourselves and in our fellow human beings. It has been said that all is that is required for evil to triumph in this world is for good people to do nothing. Discouragement and despair in the ability of humanity, with the help of God's grace, to rise above evil lead directly to apathy and inaction on the part of good people, and which surrenders the victory without a fight to evil. Faith in God and in our fellow human beings is one of the most creative forces in all of the world. It does for the human spirit what spring showers and sunshine do for the earth. It causes the seeds of life to sprout and grow and blossom and bear fruit. Despair, on the other hand, is like a cold day in January that freezes the spirit as the cold freezes the ground. Just as wheat fields do not grow at the North Pole, fruitful lives in Christ do not grow in a climate of discouragement and despair. In England, there is a 17th century church that bears this inscription. It says, "In the year 1653, when all things sacred were throughout the nation either demolished or profaned, this church was founded, whose singular praise it is to have done the best things in the worst of times and hoped them in the most calamitous. We are living in a time much like that spoken of in the inscription, and our outlook is often dark and discouraging. We're constantly confronted with the raw and the ragged edges of human nature. And the need of the hour is for men and women who can believe in and work for the best of things in the worst of times. Christ did this, and his apostles did too. Today, my dear friends, is the Feast of All the Saints, a day set aside to remember and to honor those men and women, unsung heroes, who believed in and worked for the kingdom of God in the midst of a world that rejected and persecuted their faith and their efforts. My friends, these saints were all flesh and blood human beings, just like us. People just as we are people. There are saints walking among us today just as surely as there are sinners. In fact, there's a bit of both in all of us. Whether the saint or the sinner wins out in our lives depends on whether we let ourselves lose sight of the good in life. Whether we let despair and discouragement cause us to run from the battle and allow evil to gain the victory, or whether we place ourselves in the hands of God, trust in his grace to accomplish what our feeble efforts cannot, and believe in and work for the best of things in the worst of times, and hope for them in the most calamitous. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us stand and profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Salvation comes from our God, who gives us the courage to pray for all those in need.
That in union with all the saints, the Church on earth may be a faithful bride and servant of her Lord Jesus Christ, bearing witness to his gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our Church, as we strive to live the Beatitudes in the world and so proclaim the good news to all, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, that we may experience a conversion of heart and a return in penance and sorrow to our covenant with God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the world, especially in those areas of ancient enmity and hatred, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that it will lead them to work for justice in the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin, Jr., Cynthia Schumann, Annette Tobiah, Isabella Renee Castro, and Betty Helscher, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pray. God of holiness, we thank you for the example of the saints. May their teaching and witness make us always faithful to you in times of prosperity and in times of need. We ask this through Christ our Lord. for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Let us pray. May these offerings we bring in honor of the saints be pleasing to you, O Lord. And grant that just as we believe the saints to be already assured of immortality, so we may experience their concern for our salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For today, by your gift, we celebrate the festival of your city, the heavenly Jerusalem, our mother, where the great array of our brothers and sisters already gives you eternal praise. Towards her, we eagerly hasten as pilgrims, advancing by faith, rejoicing in the glory bestowed upon those exalted members of the church, through whom you give us in our frailty both strength and good example. And so, we glorify you with the multitude of saints and angels, as with one voice of praise we acclaim.
Thank you.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and confess the resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection, and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, his brother Bishops Edmund and Renee, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, All glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst, they shall have their fill. Rejoice and be glad.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.